Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured post this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. A Deliverer Comes, Age of Delusion. Featured on danaglennsmith.com, American Choice, Blessing or Cursing. Featured on warn-usa.com, Prophetic End Time Shaking and Division. Discern Signs Amidst the Times. The Apocalypse Waits for No One. And Your Salvation Comes. And do not miss these WIBR Warn Radio weekly shows on Advocacy from March 13th, Word of Your Testimony, Christian Orphans, Finding Jesus, Persecuted Preacher, Advocacy, Gospel News. On Battle Lines from March 14th, The Wine Press, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 209 on Battle Lines. And Sound the Shofar from March 15th, The Word of the Lord Over All the Nations, Part 10. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith, a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation, and the love of two people set amidst the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America right now. Check out The Rising. When he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson, and The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. And visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Here we are.
Yeah, what's going on?
The 20th, March 20th.
Yeah, yesterday was their official day, first day of spring on the 19th.
You need to.
So, yesterday was the official first day of spring.
Yeah, it was. And the bugs were out today.
Oh, man. I couldn't believe all the bugs out there. Of course, we haven't had any real bad weather or snow to freeze them out. Well, I guess we did have that one cold spell back in January.
So, at any rate, we're going to pray for the show now.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for being with us today. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for the opportunity to send the show around the world. And we pray for this show, and we pray that this signal will go to the ends of the earth, that people will hear the word, that people will pray for the persecuted church, that in all things the Lord would be glorified, people would understand truth. We pray for their repentance. We pray, Lord, for their forgiveness. We also pray for America's repentance. We pray for revival in American churches. We pray for the division in America to be stopped. And we pray for all the attacks on Donald Trump to be stopped. We pray for the border to be closed, Father, in Jesus' name. And we pray for all of those who we are covering tonight around the world, the persecuted church and all their various troubles that they have. We pray for food and water and clothing and shelter and safety for them. We pray that the various ministries will be able to meet their needs and to help them. We pray for the meeting of needs and for the healing of bodies and souls and minds and spirits in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from this broadcast. And we pray for the blessing of the Lord to be loosed. Receive the Lord. Look to him today. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are, this is one of our features we do here, and that is take one of the recent articles that's on our websites. The WIBR Warn Radio Ministry has the website warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, consisting of the ministries of the Warn Radio Ministry and the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research, the WIBR. Now, the article we're looking at is Season of Prophecy and the Shaking of Nations. And this is over on danaglennsmith.com. This brings to the forefront the shaking of nations. Here, men and nations with their own agendas form a movement of rebellion to seduce the world. It is the final word on all things. There is a word spoken, and to that word no hand shall rise against it and live. It is true today in America that troubles globally may have come home to roost. It is no simple matter that many in America want and actively fund an overthrow of the United States of America. Yet in their eagerness to get what they want, they have forgotten one thing. The Lord God misses nothing and knows everything, and everything will be revealed. It is that season to which we have entered some time ago. The trees are buttoning down for winter. This is at the time I wrote this. Golden leaves were turning to brown and then falling to the ground. The migration of birds was going on, except for those who stayed on the river in the winter. But in the change, there is another, one that threatens. And now we're looking to another November election, and we are fighting a crescendo of hysterical madness. And in all of this, we see a lukewarmness, a complacency. And many had no clue that rebellion was the order of the day. High political powers in the lawmaking section of our government plot to destroy the system of governments we have. Can it be a true coup d'etat? What proof? Just look around, do some reading, especially on how Democrats move to overthrow any semblance of the former to bring in a new era. Now, this has been Season of Prophecy, Shaking of Nations, written by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Warn Radio shows are hosted by the Watchman Dana G. Smith and Tower, who is co-host. This is the WIBR Warn Radio Websites and Ministries. This is an in-depth biblical teaching, preaching, warning agency in these last days. We have been doing this for over 25 years in this end time particular portion of it. The work of ministry of the WIBR is about the testimony of Jesus Christ through the faith of Jesus Christ. By the mercy of God our Father, through His grace extended, flowing from the love of God to all people everywhere, commanding everyone to repent. This has been Season of Prophecy, Shaking of Nations, and you will find the article over on Dana Glenn Smith. Now we move forward. We are in Nigeria, Tower.
Not surprising.
Boy, we do a lot of stuff on Nigeria.
It's where extreme violence going on for the persecuted Christians.
More than 600 have been kidnapped in Nigeria.
Was that this week?
This was at the time that they wrote the article. This
first
came out of International Christian Concern at persecution.org.
Looks like the first part of the month of March.
Terrorist groups kidnapped about 687 people in northern Nigeria on the 3rd. Gunmen from the Boko Haram terrorist group kidnapped at least 400 people from multiple internally displaced persons camps in the northern state of Borneo on Thursday, March 7th. Unidentified armed herders attacked a school in Kaduna State, kidnapping 287 students and teachers. You know, they love to kidnap those kids.
It's horrifying. Terrifying.
These horrific accounts come just 7 days before the 10th anniversary of the Chibok schoolgirl kidnapping, which sparked the international campaign, Bring Back Our Girls. Bring Back Our Girls. Now, see, we remember that because we covered that extensively, and we have waited for them all to come back, and they're not back, and some of them are missing. And it was just a horrific thing. And so Boko Haram marries them off to their fighters, is what they do.
Now, Chibok, that particular thing was in 2014. And they say that 98 are still in custody.
Of the 276 schoolgirls that were kidnapped back then. And one of them is Leah Sherabu.
Yeah.
We prayed for her a lot.
And we don't know if she's alive. We had heard that she had two or three kids now through channels out of Nigeria. And but there's nothing, you know, you don't hear about them. They're gone. It just, you know, the parents.
Very tragic. It's the parents heartbreaking.
Just, yeah, it is. They just lost a daughter. You know, I mean, this is terrible that these people get away with this stuff.
It is.
Established in 2002, Boko Haram is an internationally recognized Islamist terrorist group. And make sure that you need to know that they're responsible for the deaths and kidnappings of thousands of Nigerians. And, of course, Western education is forbidden. And, of course, they discourage Western ideals. Now, there are other militant groups in Nigeria. And, of course, Nigeria winds up as a country of particular concern by the U.S. State Department. Yeah, it should be particular concern. It would require the United States to address religious persecution in Nigeria that has caused the death of more than 50,000 Christians over the last 15 years, with Christians dying every 2 hours on the average. So the population is 48.1% Christian and 50% Muslim.
It's really close.
Yeah. And I can't believe that they get away with this nonsense. And the Muslims, you know, they're in the north. The Christians are in the south. In Nigeria is one of the most populous countries in Africa, but it's economically profitable. But it's been a mess over there. And so, pray for Nigeria. Got to be nice to see Leah Sherabu and all these other girls returned.
Yes.
And this is, you know, and that's the thing about the persecuted church. That's the thing about being on the front lines. When these wicked do these things and take these girls and some of the boys too, they never come back. Not usually, but we have seen them come back. But it's just terrible. And are you ready?
Yes, I'm going to read Aid for Persecuted Christians. This story comes to us via Barnabas Aid. It's an Easter appeal, Aid for Christians Suffering Violence and Injustice, War and Conflict, Fear and Pain, Death and Destruction, Corruption and Injustice. Perhaps you are feeling overwhelmed by events across our world. People are predicting a third world war. Some say it has already started. Add to that the starving millions in Ethiopia and other drought-stricken countries. The looming global medical disaster as antibiotics begin to fail, and the island nations gradually disappearing as the sea rises. Add to all those the persecution of faithful Christians in a world of intolerance and hatred. Whether or not we have personal troubles to bear, the troubles of the world are crushing us all. We are all grieving and mourning. Let us then grasp hold of Jesus' promise to provide for those who grieve. Isaiah 61:3, a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Our Lord Jesus, who conquered death itself when he rose from the grave on the first Easter Sunday, delights to heal and restore, to cleanse and renew. Ashes were a traditional sign of mourning, including mourning for one's own sins. That is why, in some church traditions, a period of preparation before Easter begins with Ash Wednesday. But our risen Lord will gently brush away the ashes from our heads, anoint our heads with joy, and place on each one of us a beautiful crown. He will take away the despair that is weighing so heavily on us and clothe us with praise. And there's a picture of Santal Christian women in Bangladesh, and behind them are new brick homes which Barnabas Aid built for them after their old wooden homes were deliberately burned to the ground. And with your support, we have the privilege and joy of bringing practical help to our Christian brothers and sisters suffering violence and injustice. For Christians in Nigeria, ashes are more than symbols of sorrow. They are literal reality. Thousands have seen their homes, possessions, and crops turn to ashes when extremists set them on fire. We cannot give them a crown of beauty, but we can give them roofing sheets to help them rebuild. And many of them are mourning for loved ones killed in these attacks, and only the Lord can anoint them with the oil of joy. But we can give them sacks of grain and bottles of cooking oil so they do not go hungry. And our Lord can replace their despair with a garment of praise. Only the Lord can replace their despair with a garment of praise, but we can provide blankets to give warmth at the night. And as Easter approaches, will you help Christian victims of violence? Nigeria is just one of many countries where Barnabas Aid is helping Christian victims of violence. And if you would like to help provide relief, you can go to barnabasaid.org to help our brothers and sisters suffering from violence around the world. And thank you.
Well, I have a different one. You read the one down below.
Because it's for Easter, and Easter's coming up in a week and a half. Would you like me to read Nigerian politics?
Well, that was the one that we were...
I can go ahead and read that.
No, that's okay. We'll go on because I'll move it one back and one forward. So now, we're at Azerbaijan. I just shake my head because there's so much trouble. It just, all the time, there's trouble.
There is.
And, you know, you just don't... even though Nagorno-Karabakh recognized as Artsakh to Armenians is internationally recognized as a part of Azerbaijan. Many still contest the validity of this fact. And of course, this is where the problem is. There's always problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people just soon kill each other as look at each other. Over the past decade, Azerbaijan has shown its intent to rid Armenian culture, which is synonymous with Christianity, including destroying important monuments and historical churches from within Armenia and Nagorno-Karabakh. Azerbaijan has taken advantage of the war in Ukraine by pushing back the Russian peacekeepers' position within its borders and on the Lakhan Corridor Road, the only way for Nagorno-Karabakh to receive resources by land. Now, this is an update. From International Christian Concern. And they put this out once a year, this whole, it's a big study that they do. And so this thing was published some time ago, and I go through various parts. This is Azerbaijan. But see, there's been some changes to this since then. And they've opened up the road, and of course the Armenians, there's some issues there with where they're going to wind up. And it's just, you know, it's just gut-wrenching, because you take people and you move them out. They don't have jobs, they don't have nothing, you know, and people get killed. Well, at any rate, in Armenia, the Christian population is 93% of the Christian, of the whole place. So, Christian population, 2.8 million, which is 93%.
That's a lot.
Yeah. No wonder they want to stop them. And Christianity is ingrained in Armenian culture. That's because they grew up with it. The population is 10.21 million. So that's the total population, and the Christian population is 2.8 million. So you have 96% Muslim, 65% Shia, 35% Sunni, and 4% other, including Christians. So guess what? 2.8 million is a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
But not if you have a lot more Muslims. There's 10.21 million altogether, and 96% are Muslim. That the other 4% are others, including Christians. So that shows you that although you have 2.8 million... it ain't enough. And of course, this is, you know, the Christian population is always targeted all the time. The issue with Nagorno-Karabakh is not whether its physical location is part of Armenia or Azerbaijan, but much bleaker. What we should be asking is, can the people survive Azerbaijan's regime after it has been fully taken over by Azeri forces? Or will the people be put in a position to choose their heritage, culture, significant sites, and years of ancestral land over their lives simply because they are historically and ethnically Armenian Christians? In other words, you could lose absolutely everything. And of course, this has been a big deal, and I haven't heard much from them for a long time. But it's really a lot of trouble. And what they normally do, they attack your life and attack your property. You know, and that's basically what a lot of them do over there. And not just in Azerbaijan, but in a lot of other places as well. You know, if they can find you in your church, they'll burn your church down with you in it. So attacks on life and property, you know, that's about the way it is. And if you have someone that comes into a big group into America, that's what they're going to do here too. The only difference of it is there's a lot of guns in America, and they will shoot back. So these things are things that you need to pray about. And And so Azerbaijan wants to remove Armenian apostolic inscriptions from churches. See, that's because the history is there. It's Christianity. But see, Azerbaijan, with all the Muslims, don't care about the history. They want to get rid of it. So this is really part of the problem there. So pray for, you know, Azerbaijan, pray for Artsakh, Nagorno-Karabakh. You know, this is a mess. To put it bluntly.
Yes.
Now we're in Pakistan. Philip Xavier. Now that's a fake name. You're not going to get the real name. But this is a preacher in Pakistan. It don't sound like a preacher in Pakistan, but I'm sure, you know, you get the idea. He grew up in a Christian home in a Christian neighborhood in Lahore, Pakistan. Now see, Pakistan is full of Muslims. But his actions didn't reflect his faith. He was an addict. Early on in his life, on Christmas Eve, he and a group of others went caroling through the neighborhood as a guise to collect money to buy alcohol. After overindulging and passing out, Philip woke up 2 days later to his mother praying over him. He was overwhelmed with guilt and shame and knew he needed to change. Through his mother's, now the boy, that's, you know, 2 days?
Yeah.
Waking up after 2 days, now that's a drunk.
Yeah.
Through his mother's encouragement, Philip cut ties with his addict friends and opened his Bible. So he must have had something else with that booze. Because booze ain't going to knock you out for that long. And this comes to us from globalchristianrelief.org. And he cut ties with his addict friends. He opened a Bible. And he was inspired by the words in Nehemiah 2:17. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. He felt a calling on his life. He wanted to become a pastor and serve the youth in his neighborhood and those struggling with substance abuse. Over time, Philip was ordained as a pastor and began preaching in churches, emphasizing the importance of skills, development, and education to break the cycle of poverty. He established a church and community center, and it was at this center where Pastor Xavier met Noman. Noman came from an especially underdeveloped village in rural Pakistan. But even though he couldn't read, Noman was a top student. He was hardworking and honest. And it was through classes at the community center where Noman decided to he would establish a tailor shop and make enough money to take care of his family. 6 months later, Pastor Xavier visited Noman and his family at their home, fully expecting to see Noman running his tailor shop. However, to his surprise, he found Noman and his family working as bonded slaves in one of Pakistan's many brick kilns. Noman was toiling. Now, we've covered about the brick kilns. These things
yes.
are terrible. He was toiling under the scorching sun, covered in mud and dressed in torn clothes. He was barely recognizable. Pastor Xavier sat down with Noman and heard his story. When he had returned home to open his trailer shop, he discovered his parents were burdened with a large debt they were unable to pay off, having taken out a loan from a brick kiln owner. With no other options, Noman took on the task of helping his family as they worked in a brick kiln to pay off their loan. Disheartened at seeing Noman working in the kilns, Pastor Xavier took action. He gathered funds to pay off the family's debt which was a little more than just $140. Can you believe that? $140? Yeah. That they would do that?
Yeah.
That just, you know, become a slave for $140.
Yeah.
Now, see, there was a ministry that was gathering the money to get people out of that situation. When he arrived to pay off the debt, he had no idea of the persecution he would face. The owner of the kiln took the money from the pastor, Xavier, and then assaulted him. The owner and other managers gathered a group of Christian laborers to witness. The intention was clear, to use Pastor Xavier as an example to instill fear in the laborers.
That's horrible.
They assaulted him for 2 hours, Pastor Xavier recounts. They dragged me by my hair, stripped me of my clothes, and then formed a circle around me in which they kicked and slapped me. Through the ordeal, I vividly recall how all the Christian laborers watched helplessly, crying as they witnessed my assault. A co-owner of the kiln eventually saw the assault, went out to intercede, and he saved his life. Xavier pleaded with the owner who was beating him to release Noman's family, but his requests were dismissed. From that moment on, Xavier knew he had to help persecuted Christians working in the brick kilns. His new ministry had dedicated to raising support for the aid of the kiln workers, and he's been at work forging relationship with kiln owners so that there will be an openness to facilitate the freedom of the workers. God chooses us for fulfillment of his vision in our lives, Xavier says. I thank him for choosing me, a sinner and former addict, to serve his people amid struggles and challenges.
Yeah. Lord bless him real good and help him. And that story is from globalchristianrelief.org.
That's a good story,
it
too.
It is a good story. May the Lord bless him richly for his desire to get his brothers and sisters out of that situation.
Yeah. Okay, you're up next.
Okay, I'll read Nigeria and Politics. This story comes to us from International Christian Concern, persecution.org. Bringing education to Christian children displaced by Fulani militants. With the violence that has been sweeping across Nigeria over the past decade, you can imagine the influx of orphans and displaced children in the region. Many of these children are forced to abandon their education as they are unable to afford school fees, leaving them to fall behind their peers. Last year, we had the opportunity to open a Hope House facility within a Nigerian refugee camp. Here, the children are once again receiving the education they deserve and, more importantly, dreaming for the future ahead. One beneficiary expressed, "We more than appreciate the educational assistance for our children. What you have done to us, I lack words to express my happiness. Thank you for making work like this possible." And why the U.S. is opposed to helping Nigerian Christians. Unable to move legislation through the U.S. Congress because it focuses exclusively on Christians, over the past couple decades, we have witnessed an anti-Christian genocide unfold in Nigeria at the hands of radical Islamists. However, with each year that ticks by, we have seen the Nigerian government's reluctance to intervene and, for the most part, silence within the international community. Last year, a U.S. congressman advanced legislation to direct more attention toward the violence in Nigeria, yet another congressman opposed it because the bill focused specifically on Christians. This is a perfect example of why it can be so tough to move legislation along that supports persecuted communities. Please join us in prayer for believers in Nigeria, as well as those who are boldly calling for justice in the halls of Congress. You know, this is very disturbing that they don't want to help because it focuses exclusively on Christians. Well, who's the ones being persecuted? It's the Christians.
Yeah.
It's not any other class of people.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is it was a U.S. congressman.
Yeah, that's what's even more disturbing.
Yeah, a U.S. congressman would say that. You know, that's just like,
people.
That's nonsense.
It is.
That's just absolutely, in my estimation, stupid. And, you know, more and more in America, we see a lot of this so-called woke stuff, where traditional things, you know, faith, Christianity, and a lot of other things, good things, are cast down by some of the political establishment that we have in this nation. And there's also a move towards hatred, you know, against Christianity in this nation.
Yeah, that's tragic.
Yeah, so the whole thing is a mess. Now, we've got a show ad to do, and then we'll go on the other side where we'll have Operation Rescue update.
Okay. Pick up your copy of The Rising, a Christian fiction thriller. The Rising. One is rising among the corridors of power with legions of devotees. He knows his day has not yet arrived. He is elusive, powerful, and yet no one knows just how dangerous he is. None except a few who have known his works and the results. One of those is an ex-Black Ops sniper. The Rising is here, yet there is that hand of opposition and faith which rises against it. The day is set for the corridors of darkness. Be sure to pick up your copy of The Rising. You can go to danaglennsmith.com. And you can pick up a copy there. You can also get it on Google Play, Angus and Robertson, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart. And also on, well, any bookstore can order it. Okay, and now back to you.
You know, this is Operation Rescue. And you know, believe it or not, this is a big deal. Because they're in a legal battle. Because the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, they're abandoning safeguards for chemical abortions. This is real big stuff.
Oh.
And, you know... So, Operation Rescue now, this is an announcement from them, and this comes from OperationRescue.org. So, this is coming from the main ones. This came from you know, Operation Rescue. I was thinking that's out of CBN, but it may not be. Operation Rescue announced that it's joined the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine. Remember the Hippocratic Oath?
Yes.
In its battle against the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for... Now see, this is what they said. For its reckless loosening of restrictions on the chemical drug Mifeprex. Now, I don't know that particular drug, but these are chemical abortions, folks. If you get something wrong, then the woman that has a chemical abortion, there could be severe trouble. Now, the reason they use a chemical abortion is to kill the baby.
Can you imagine what the baby's suffering during that?
And who were we listening to last night?
We were listening to Jonathan Kahn.
And he was explaining a number of things about America. I've been warning for years and years with Tower about what's coming for America and judgment on America. And he was talking about, you know, abortion as well, among many other topics.
He was dissecting the State of the Union address Biden spoke.
You know, and these people want to kill babies more than they want to keep, you know, save lives. And so the American Center for Law and Justice, there's another good one. We support the American Center for Law and Justice as well. And they do tremendous work there. And they filed an amicus brief on behalf of Operation Rescue and West Virginia Right to Life in support for the Alliance of Hippocratic Medicine in the appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Fifth Circuit. And they've worked for decades, Operation Rescue has, utilizing peaceful legal strategies for exposing illegal violations of abortion clinics and abortionists that endanger women and end the lives of preborn babies, said Operation Rescue President Troy Newman. We have been extremely disheartened by the neglect and refusal of various agencies to enforce health and safety regulations, and the FDA's actions are certainly not an outlier to that disappointment. You know, and that's getting pretty bad because, you know, this can threaten, you know, it's going to kill the baby anyway, but it could kill the mother.
Yes.
There could be a lot of things that could happen out of this.
And women have died from that.
And so chemical abortion is what we're talking about. And Operation Rescue has been instrumental in documenting the dangers of the drugs for many years. Incomplete abortions, hemorrhaging, ruptured ectopic pregnancies are all common. And at least 32 women, according to the FDA, 32 women have died after taking the abortion-inducing drug since 2000.
That's horrible.
You know, so, I mean, you not only kill the baby, but you're killing yourself. Now, the original AHM lawsuit was 113 pages, and that they based their new appeal on that and filed it in November of 2022. It takes a long time for this stuff. And argues that the FDA failed to abide by its legal obligations to protect the health, safety, and welfare of women and girls when the agency authorizes chemical abortion drugs, mifepristone and misoprostol, for use in the United States, and subsequently eliminated necessary safeguards for pregnant women and girls who undergo this dangerous drug regimen. So the Supreme Court's going to hear oral arguments on the appeals filed by the FDA and Danko Laboratories. And that's supposed to go on March 26th or so, 2024. That's coming up next week.
Next Tuesday.
Yeah. And so, you know, all fighting over abortion again. In this case, they're fighting over trying to keep the women alive because of the drugs. Talk about a mess.
It is a mess. It should not be like this.
Yeah. Well, we're now back in Nigeria, and this particular episode, we did have three particular news things coming out of Nigeria. This comes from Mission Network News Online. The brutal persecution of Nigerian Christians continues. We know that, but we're telling you that. As violence builds and people lose their lives because of their relationship with Jesus, the church in Nigeria urges the rest of the world to keep listening to their cries. And be sure to pray for these, all of these. You know, we're talking about Azerbaijan, we're talking about Nigeria, there's three stories for them. Azerbaijan, Nagorno-Karabakh, you know, pray for these.
Pakistan.
Pray for the persecuted church. And so, and here again, we've got Boko Haram and we've got the Fulani herdsmen. And the Fulanis have been responsible for a lot of death, and so have the Boko Haram. Now, they're absolutely corrupt. And it's not it's not unusual to see Boko Haram and the Fulani mentioned in the same story, because a long time ago, they said it was Boko Haram who approached the Fulani herdsmen to start being jihadists. And so the Fulani, some of them, picked up that lifestyle. A fundamentalist version of Islam characterized by unwavering demand to follow the Quran to become the law of Nigeria. And that means more than 200 million Nigerians would be forced to follow Sharia, even though Christians make up nearly half of the country's population. And it always gets me how some of these places, like Nigeria, has so many Christians, but they get persecuted so bad. And in an interview with Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Lark Lipto of Stefanos Foundation said, "We, the Christians, have raised our voices against the demands for Sharia, and we have also called the international community to look at that. But even if they can't get Sharia implemented across Nigeria, these militant groups will still leave their mark on Nigeria. According to some victims who have encountered these groups, they come in succession. They come in the front and carry firearms. They shoot sporadically, scaring people. They are followed by those who carry machetes, and whoever they come across, they hunt them down. They make sure that they kill them brutally so that they can scare the people away from those communities."
Oh, dear Lord.
While what's devastating is that Christians who are now being hunted know these extremists. Many Christians have even invited them into their homes. Many of these groups started as wandering nomads who moved from place to place. In some communities, Christians provided these nomads with food and places to stay. These people have enjoyed the hospitality of the Christians over the years," Lipto says. "All of a sudden, these people you have known as good people are supposed to be living with you in your favor, and now they're behaving like your masters, making demands, attacking, and killing you. What's more, officials seem uninterested in intervening. The government is not treating it as a threat to humanity," he says. "We are expected to live with people that arise at any time and do such havoc." That's the plight of Christians. So remember the Christians in Nigeria. You know, that's, you know, that kind of a thing is just a mess. And it's dangerous.
Oh, it's sad.
So are you ready for your next one? Or?
Yes, this is comes to us from barnabasaid.org. Barnabas-funded mobile clinic saves Christian lives in Pakistan through health-restoring clinics. "I'm so thankful to God and the medical team. Razia and her young son were both sick. With our low income, we are unable to visit clinics or hospitals for medical examinations, treatment, or to pay for medicine," continued Razia. "But when a mobile clinic funded by Barnabas Aid came to the brick kiln where she lives and works, mother and baby got the treatment they needed, free of charge. Razia and her family had no access to health care until the Barnabas-funded mobile clinic began visiting the brick kiln where they live and work. Not only are medical services too expensive for Christians like Razia, they may also be physically out of reach. Her brick kiln is in a rural area far away from any health care facilities. Christians in Pakistan often work the lowest paid, dirtiest, and most dangerous jobs, such as in sewers, factories, or brick kilns, and often without proper protective equipment that can damage their health. What's more, they cannot access health care because of the cost, and in some cases can't make the journey to reach a hospital or clinic, and with low or unreliable income, Christian families often have a poor diet, further affecting their health and well-being. Bad health can also have a serious effect on the family income. If the breadwinner is too sick to work, there are no wages to take home. And through your donations, some of the poorest Christian communities in Pakistan have been blessed by mobile health clinics that bring health care to them.
We're going to have to close down.
Okay, so they have a van equipped with medicines and staff that help these people. They give them free checkups. They help educate Christians on general health awareness and illness prevention. And so if you would like to help Barnabas Aid with their mobile health clinic, you can go to barnabasaid.org.
I like that.
I do too. I'm glad they have that available.
Yeah, and I saw the van, you know, and it's not a huge thing, but, you know, hey, it does the job. Thank God.
Yes. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, this is something they need. So we're coming down to the last portion of this. We've got a few minutes left. Father, we thank you for this time we had to cover the persecuted church. Lord, we pray for each and every ministry, each and every group of people represented here tonight. We pray for your mercy upon them, for your deliverance upon them, for your healing. Deliver them from their enemies. Give them strength for whatever they face, and make a way for them in Jesus' name. And I speak blessings and protection upon them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let no devil or man harm them. Deliver them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We got a couple minutes for you to say goodbye.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us whenever you do. It's always a pleasure to have you here with us. We love you, and we pray for you, and we care about you, and we always enjoy hearing from you, and we pray for all the needs. And so keep sending your requests and letters to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. And may God richly bless you for all that you do for Him. And please pray for your brothers and sisters around the world in these dire situations. And please pray for us. We pray for you. And look up, for your redemption draws nigh. And keep your eyes focused on the Lord in these troubling times and very disturbing times. He will make a way. So we love you, everybody. Good night.
Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglynsmith.com. Until next time, be safe, be blessed. Look to the Lord in these perilous times. He will deliver you. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.